You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the New Classical FM.
Producer Stacey Mindich, in partnership with Canadian producer David Mervish, is presenting the first international production of the Tony and Grammy Award-winning musical Dear Evan Hansen. It's currently running at the Royal Alexandra Theatre through to June 30th. And with us to talk about it is Robert Marcus in the title role and Jessica Sherman, who plays Evan's mother, Heidi. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Our pleasure.
How can you play the mom? You look like the exact same age.
Oh, bless your cotton socks.
Oh, that's cute.
What?
I'm flattered he's insulted.
I play 17-year-olds.
Look, Peter Parker.
Wow. Now, Robert, I understand that they auditioned more than 800 boys to get this role.
Yes, they did. And I think I was 795.
Really?
Yeah. So tell us about the audition process and how you got the role.
I got a call from my agent after sending in a video submission for the show, mm-hmm. which is usually just like a package of material, songs, scenes. Mm-hmm. And then I had an audition for the entire team in New York. So that was like the full writing team.
Nice.
Michael Greif was on Skype, our director. Producer Alex Lacamoire, who did the amazing arrangements for the show. Pasek and Paul were there. Steve Levinson, who wrote the book.
Mm-hmm. And there's
No pressure. And you're in a tiny little room, and they're just like a full panel.
Oh, my God.
And it was the day after I closed the show, which was scary. Had the audition, and then somehow got a call the next day asking if I would be a part of the show, which was a bit of a storybook ending.
You must have just flipped out.
Yeah, I did. I was shocked. And then I told my partner, and she said, "Knew you were gonna get it." I was like, "Oh, you knew I didn't."
That's sweet.
That's great.
What about yourself, Jessica?
Oh, mine was a little more drawn out than that.
Really?
Yeah, I was brought in. I was sort of initially asked to submit myself for whichever mother I thought I would be most right for, because I hadn't actually the casting director wasn't familiar with me because mm-hmm. I haven't
very
been in Toronto
mothers.
Very much. Very different mothers, and so I sort of went in for one. Actually, I think I wrote to my friend Michael Rubinoff and said, "I haven't seen the show. Which one should I go up for?" He said, "Go for Heidi." I went, "Okay." So I went in for Heidi, and then they recalled me for Cynthia, and then they brought me back for Heidi, and then they brought me back for Cynthia, and then we're going to have you back, and maybe just prepare both materials, and we'll see which one you do. And then at some point there was a Skype audition doing some of the Heidi material with Alex Lacamoire, who was in New York, and I was mm-hmm. singing for him live on Skype. And then, it ping-ponged back and forth for quite a while before they settled with me. Blissful.
Settle.
Thank goodness they did. That must have been a huge relief. That's a tough thing to do.
I got the email and literally fell over, and right. God bless, my friend happened to be standing there and caught me in thin air.
Now, Stacey Mindich talks about this Dear Evan Hansen being all about connection. So let me ask you, Robert, who is Evan Hansen?
Evan Hansen is a 17-year-old young guy who struggles with connecting with people with the hyperconnectivity of today's world. Mm. And the show is about this lie that he gets caught telling in order to help this family that's dealing with grief. Mm-hmm. And the show is kind of his exploration into his identity and how to make connections in today's mm-hmm. world, which is particularly challenging, especially when you're in high school nowadays. Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
And your psychiatrist, therapist, whatever, has suggested via your mother mm-hmm. That you write to yourself.
Yeah, like I give yourself a pep talk. Dear Evan Hansen.
Right. And someone else gets that letter.
Someone else finds that letter and
then
the lie ensues.
Right. Wow. And it seems to me, Jessica, that this is as much of a search for self for you and for all the characters on stage as it is for Evan. You're just really sort of the main focus, Evan. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think Heidi, Heidi's a single mom. She's working really hard. She's working as a nurse's aide and also studying at night to become a paralegal. Yeah. You know, it's not an unusual life story. Mm-hmm. And she has a 17-year-old son who she kind of thinks she's covering the bases. She's trying really hard. She knows he's struggling. She's got him as therapist. Mm-hmm. She's, she checks in with him every day. Mm-hmm. But, she just kind of misses these things until the sort of lie becomes so big that it hits her over the face with it. But I think that's a really usual story, mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah.
It's really relatable.
Yeah,
so
very much so.
Men and women can relate to that.
Absolutely.
You know, you're running out of the house and you're saying, "Now remember to do this, this." And
Love
you're
bye.
Really not looking into his eyes or her eyes to see what's going on.
That's a big thing. You know,
it's a
kids
big
have
thing.
So much going on, and there's like you're alluding to, the world is so fast-paced now and so mm-hmm. topsy-turvy that you don't have time to in a lot of cases to sit down and do that, you know, really intense one-on-one that you should do every day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's very easy to, if you're busy and, you know, you're caught up in your own worries and your own life, to take someone at face value when they say, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, right. They said they were fine.
Oh, good.
Good, everything's fine. I can go on with my day. But, you know, so often I think we're finding the people who say they are fine are the least fine, and they're the ones we need the most, we need to listen to the most, to pay most attention to.
You bet.
This must be an emotionally draining show to do. How do you, I know you're
like, I'm nodding. Yeah.
Yes, it is. But how do you find the energy to keep it going? I mean, if I did even one performance of this, I'd be devastated.
I think it actually relies on the question we just asked, is making sure that you are okay. It's like, it's asking myself, honestly, how am I as Robert, the person, first?
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm taking care of myself, then I can give all I have on stage, because I'm looking after myself and my connections in real life just as much as these characters can't do. So it's like I'm taking on the show, but what I would love to take away from the show in my real life.
Mm. Interesting.
And what is also interesting, and what is so magical, particularly about this show, is the search for self. Mm. And Michael, you're saying you have to check in. Well, you have to anyway, as an actor, as a singer, and yourself as well, Jessica. And in fact, we all do.
Yeah.
But you just tell people. Through Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah. And through song, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a very, it's all very touching. Every scene is touching, but it does lead up to the end where you each have a solo. And I thought, I must remind them about the duet. And then I was looking in the book and it said, you've got a solo here and you've got a solo here. And I went, right. They're both on stage and they're both explaining. And now this leads me to ask you about Michael Greif, because it seems that you all, no matter the size of the role, have a very works to find and give you a safe environment to open your hearts, to tell the story. And you both have tears just falling from your eyes, and you both find these exquisite sounds to go with your tears. Mm. And am I correct in saying this about Michael, that he created that environment for you?
Absolutely. I'd say Michael is the way I love to say it is he's an amazing gardener. He plants those ideas in your head, so you have the opportunity to blossom with those ideas, and he just continues to fill up those the ideas and the emotional gas to get you through the show. I mean, he's incredible to work with.
Yeah,
and he gives you so many different ideas and so many different colors to integrate every night. One day it's blue, one day it's red, one day it's a combination of purple, and then the next day it's orange.
like it changes every day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it was so cool to work with him through previews, because it's every day it's another layer of the onion.
It is, and it's layering. It's it's not that anything's
so cool.
Ever wrong or everything's, you know, the wrong impulse. It's and now this, and now this. Add this on. Because that's humanity. I mean, we are never at any given point one thing. That's not a thing humans are.
And isn't it an honor that the first international production is in Toronto, and that you're all Canadians, save one person.
Yeah.
Who is that one person, anyway?
He's very... Tunau. Yeah, they're both lovely people.
Amazing.
We're very fond of them.
Canadian. They're so nice.
Of course.
Yeah, they're digging their Canadian life
now,
which is pretty cool. Like, it's so green here. I'm like, we know.
But was that a prerequisite, but... Was the casting call put out to Canadians because of this? Okay.
Yeah. They were quite determined.
It wasn't just coincidence that everybody...
They were quite determined to get a Canadian cast, which I think is very much to their credit.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's great when you see the show and you go, oh, I'm supporting Canadian artists, and I'm seeing an Evan and a Heidi that are Canadian and representing Canadian artists and a Canadian identity too, which I think is pretty incredible.
Neat.
I must say that... Robert, that there is a very special quality that you have to have and be in touch with to play the role of Evan. And I can see it. I mean, your face, you just have this very innocent-looking face and very open eyes. Don't you think, Jessica? I mean,
yes, absolutely.
Well, I say that. She's my stage mom.
I have to be supportive. It's my job.
Give him as much love as possible. Well, I want to thank you both for coming
indeed.
In. I wish
thank
we had
you.
So much more time to talk about this.
Well, thank you for having us.
I thoroughly enjoyed myself, and I know that Michael feels similarly when he goes.
I will.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Robert Marcus and Jessica Sherman about the musical Dear Evan Hansen, music and lyrics by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul. Dear Evan Hansen is currently running at the Royal Alexandra Theatre through to June 30th. For tickets, call 416-872-1212 or go to mervish.com. Thank you.